Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Professor Nabil Mikhail, who is a professor at George Washington University, who's joining us now live from Washington. Professor, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how are you feeling at this point about the prospects for this dialogue and their success?
A little bit disappointed, a little bit pessimistic. I did not give up the hope yet. I hope someday soon, no later, a solution, a settlement will be reached for the Syrian crisis. But after listening to Obama yesterday during his speech, the State of the Union address to the nation, it seemed to me that Obama is very minimalist when it comes to Syria. John Kerry, his Secretary of State, promises more activism, a different course, more interest than the attitude of Hillary Clinton. There is actually very much negligence of Syria so far. Unless the domestic and regional dialogue is backed by outside powers and by Moscow and Washington, I think the dialogue will not really get a swift conclusion or help remedy the crisis. So much blood has been shed. I think as a point of departure, there should be a concern how to end the violence. You mentioned a number of potential diplomatic contacts. If this type of contact aims to stop the violence, that can be a good beginning.
Mr. Professor, at the very least, is this, in a sense, an admittance by the Syrian opposition, that, you know, coalition, that is, you know, from day one, President Assad has been calling for this sort of dialogue. You know, finally, after all these deaths and after all this time, are they finally admitting that he was right, in a sense, to call for this dialogue from the get-go?
The opposition in Syria is very divided. You can hardly speak of a unified front. I think it was, what, last week when there were voices coming from Munich during the international conference in security issues that called for a dialogue with Damascus. At the same time, there were elements from the Syrian opposition shelling big cities and other areas in Syria. So you can hardly categorize the opposition in Syria. And I think also America is, like say, is to be blamed for this, because America should have looked at some elements in the Syrian opposition whereby some reform, some dialogue, some initiative could have been submitted. We're running out of time. More bloodshed is basically happening. So I think Obama should consider Syria a top strategic priority. If the regional powers involved in the Syrian crisis and Moscow help change Obama's disposition towards Syria, I think we can speak of some progress. Unless this happens, we have to acknowledge our failure.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That's Professor Nabil Mikhail with Georgetown University speaking to us live from Washington. Professor, we do appreciate your insight here on Press TV.